Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by Ravs and Lydia as always. How are we doing?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh my God, wait, that's not Ravs. That's Barry, Barry White.
That's
oh
right.
My God, it's a pleasure to have you
my
on
darling,
here.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
What has happened?
I am very ill. We did karaoke at the weekend and everyone got like a 2-day cold and I've just managed to get it now.
Oh, there's a little bit more to that story though, isn't there, Ravs? I feel like you're sort of...
I did go out for my usual Tuesday drinkies. And you know what? When I was drinking, the pain stopped.
That's the thing, right? When you're a bit sick, so you have a few pints or whatever, you're like, oh, I feel so much better now. And then the fall the next day is 10 times as bad.
My voice is fucking ruined.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
no, I can tell.
I woke up for the recording this morning and I was like, there's absolutely no chance. I when I wake up, I'm like, hello, hello, hello. Do you know, I literally say it out loud to test my voice after I've been drinking. And yeah. My voice is in tatters, so I just went back to sleep.
But don't worry, fuck the recording. We're here for the podcast.
Yeah, this is what really counts. I would say that it's a very sexy tone, though, Ravs. It's very like afternoon radio chat host sexy tunes. To
and
keep
coming
you...
up next, we have some Arctic Monkeys playing this song. Are you mad?
I am conscious that you using your voice when it's in the state is probably not good for it. So this may not be the longest episode to just try and save Ravs.
I'll be
everything.
A lot more reserved on this podcast.
I think we should. We should push it. We should, you know, as far as we can. I love it when people lose their voice and they're like, oh, you know, like that really like squeaky. I want Ravs to get to that. I want just little squeaks. That's what
we should
do. I should do a 4-hour podcast.
He's got some exciting things this week. I don't want to ruin his week.
I am off to Scotland for the WDC.
Oh, that is exciting.
Don't know what you're going to go do.
Oh my God. They're treating us like kings this time. We're like getting to go out on the rib boat again. We're going to a whiskey distillery. We're going to a cool beach where I think there was a battle that happened. I don't know. There's some cool things happening in Scotland. We're going to dinner with some game devs. It's gonna be nice.
I think RT Games joining you as well.
RT Games coming as well. Me, Duncan, Matt, and RT Game. It's gonna be fun.
Oh my God, you're gonna have such a good time, boys. Yeah. Boys cruise, boys.
And check the weather. What's the weather pitch to be like?
Fucking rain, bro.
No,
Scotland
really.
Rain. I'm all for it.
To be honest, it kind of makes it a bit more epic when you're out on a rib speeding around looking for whales. Like, the whales don't give a shit that it's raining, do you know what I mean?
Exactly,
like,
right.
Oh my God,
they don't fucking care.
I really hope they don't get cancelled due to weather conditions because, like, I want to get out there.
Oh yeah. Hopefully it's just showers and not, like, all day pissing it down so you can have, like, bits where you go out and look at whales. Did you see whales last time?
No, we saw dolphins. Not out on the boat, though. We saw them from the shore. We did like a shore watch where they had like really fancy binoculars and stuff.
Oh, cool.
That was kind of cool. Duncan got a really nice shot of a dolphin jumping through the water that we put in last year's video.
Oh, amazing.
That's really nice.
Wait, do you go out far enough to see whales? I've just said that and realised that
I don't know
whales
I don't know if there's that many whales around
probably
the coast
chilling.
Of Scotland.
No.
I think it's possible, but... Like,
there's a lot of North Sea dolphins,
There's a lot of dolphins up there.
I think the whales do go around that way, but I think they, like... I think the thing with whales is they're constantly moving. Like, they are, like, giant... They just swim around the earth, basically.
They're go-getters,
I mean?
Baby.
Yeah.
They're grinding.
They ain't got time to just hang out.
Exactly.
In Scotland.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty unlikely we'll see Wales. Did I sound like that fucking guy? What's his name? The Corpse? Is that his fucking name?
Corpse husband,
or some shit.
Corpse demon, is it?
Corpse demon, corpse husband, something like that.
Yeah, this is just me. You get to play Among Us with AOC. Is that how it works?
Me, AOC, Hassan, Pokimane, we're all going to play some Among Us.
And you're just going to say, I can't even, I watched that stream and I can't remember what he said. He doesn't have to say anything. He just says it in his deep, gravelly voice and everyone goes, wow. Yeah. Wow, he's so deep.
What's like the UK equivalent of AOC though? Do we have a fun politician we could play games with?
Not really, they're all pretty fucking lame.
Yeah, they suck, right? Even Labour Party fucking sucks now as well.
They do. Fuck them. Ravs has said it. Ravs, when he's ill, becomes very base.
Oh my God.
Fuck the Labour Party, fuck Keir Starmer, trans rights, bitch.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. I love this new Ravs, this deep and out there Ravs.
Some people say I'm sleeping, but I'm more woke than ever.
Speaking of politics, I went to number 10 Downing Street.
You did go to 10 Downing Street.
Did you say all that stuff to them that Ravs just said?
I would have if we met anyone, but me and Daff very nicely avoided any politicians. We thought we'd be kind to them and not have an awkward run-in.
Kissy from Rishi.
No, I was pretty happy to pass on saying hello to any of them. But we did go to number 10 Downing Street, invited by the Team GB Special Olympics people. And it was lovely, Ravs. I'm sure you met a lot of the... Sadly, Polly wasn't there, but all of the athletes were there who went to Berlin.
Oh, they're so lovely. They're so nice.
Dude, they're all so nice. And they were such amazing stories. And they all had like fucking hundreds of medals. They were just banging their medals around.
Dude, they have so many medals. When I was talking
to them, they dubbed out so hard. It's actually hilarious.
Yeah, they took massive dubs.
So they were amazing people to meet, really, really nice. And we just focused all our time on that instead of, you know, I saw some ministers wandering around. I was like, I got nothing good to say to you, but I got lovely things to say to these amazing athletes. So that was really lovely.
They were all weird, so lovely.
So weird being in number 10, like walking past like the security checkpoint where like all the tourists and protesters are stood outside and just going in.
Oh my God.
It was very fucking surreal.
Did you see the cat? Is it Larry? Did you see Larry?
Lydia, that's the first thing. So once you get past like this airport security, you're just in Downing Street and you can just walk up to the door and there's a policeman stood by the door. It's like, once you're in, it's basically just like do what you want. It's pretty weird. Mm-hmm. And we walked up to the policeman outside the door and we were like, oh, can we take a photo? And he was like, you have to take a photo afterwards when you leave. And I was like, okay, that's cool. But more importantly, where's Larry? Can we pet Larry? And Daff was like, yeah, that's basically why we've come here, mate. I'm not going to lie. And he was like, oh, I can't. That's top secret. Can't tell you where Larry is. And I was like, that's...
Was he joking with it?
Yeah, he was very joking.
He had his gun pointed at you as he said it.
Honestly, for some of the most heavily armed police I've ever interacted with, the police there were very nice and very accommodating. But I think I think he was bored as fuck.
I bet he was standing there all day long.
He said he'd been stood outside of number 10 and he'd been posted on number 10 police force for about 25 years. So you imagine at this point, he's just like seen it all.
Bored as fuck.
Like, you can't just whip out your phone and play Candy Crush either, can you? You've got to be looking like focused the entire time.
You do get to pet Larry, which feels like
that's nice.
A good addition to the job.
Yeah.
The best line of the entire trip though was Daff, when we walked in, and he was like, wait, Harry, is this... I thought this was like a house. And we walked through to the garden and it's just this giant, you know, the back of it really shows off how massive number 10 is.
Mm. Yeah.
And he was like, but I thought this was just like a... I thought this was like Rishi's house, Harry. And I was like, Daff, it's like a... Daff, you thought that our house... Like, what... This is like the home of our government.
Just a little like nice house with a kitchen, little conservatory. Yeah,
grabbing tinnies from Rishi's fridge. Like, no, this is like a giant fucking office. Daff.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Oh my God, he's been doing it for 25 years. So who did the last... He didn't see Tony Blair, but he saw...
He may have been there, Thatcher.
Oh, wait, no, he did see Tony Blair.
He saw Tony.
He saw Tony. I think John Major may be his first.
John Major, yeah. Thatcher, fucking RIP, get fucked. You better not rest in peace, rest in hell, bitch.
Oh, no. He may have done. He may have been there. He may have joined a Thatcher.
I never thought I'd hear the words Thatcher RIP come out of Ravs's mouth.
Rest in piss, because I'm pissing on the graves.
Oh, I see.
It was pretty cool, though. The one of the corridors we had to walk through to the garden just had every single prime minister for the past 200 years and their cabinet with all of them signed underneath their photograph. A bit like...
All of them like stuffed.
Like there was
just lined up.
Just like in the taxidermy.
You can take a picture with them.
I'm looking at the
government. There's just a no piss sign next to Thatcher. Please stop pissing on it. Please. The janitors have requested, please stop pissing on Thatcher.
I'm looking at the past prime minister's gov.uk website right now, and like people who don't have a title just are the RT Hon, which obviously stands for the Right Honourable.
Yeah.
But just the RT Hon is such a shit prefix, though.
It's like when you call, when people say like, hi, hon, like yeah. H-O-N, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that.
The Right Hon, David Cameron.
The Right Hon. Who was the first prime minister? For 100 points, without looking, I don't fucking know.
I know the first.
Sir Robert Walpole.
Oh. Sir Robert Walpole.
He was from the Whig Party.
The Whig?
Yep.
Yeah, W-I-G. Those were basically the Tories, weren't they?
It says Whig, and then Tory happened, John Stewart. It
literally Whig.
They're just
sure.
called Tory. No, because Whig won the next election.
They were basically, there was basically no left-leaning politicians, that's it, in our government for a long time.
Oh shit, this man had some eyebrows on him.
Good lad, isn't he?
Wowie. Lad. Like, they are growing in every direction, I like that.
Those long, like, white curly wigs, they are kind of badass.
They are so sexy.
They really turned me on.
I want to rip it off him and throw it aggressively in the ground.
Earl of Shelburne. That's some fucking eyebrows.
William Petty. Who do you reckon is the fittest prime minister we've had?
Oh my God, they're right. Awesome eyebrows. The fittest one. Fittest prime minister.
Viscount Melbourne is quite a looker. Viscount Melbourne. Lamb, second Viscount of Melbourne. William Lamb. Very, quite an attractive man.
Really? I want to see... Oh, okay. I've got a list up on the go now.
They all look very similar.
There you go. I'll post it in Discord. Yeah, I need
new material.
He looks like he could be like in a Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got a sort of something about him. A bit of a Darcy look about him.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see it.
Quite a dashing chap.
Quite dashing indeed. I'm going to go
George Hamilton.
Dude, Benjamin Disraeli fucking...
Oh,
cool as fuck.
No, I like Benjamin. This guy.
Where's Benjamin?
He's 18th and 19th century on the right.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking cowboy. He looks like an American. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't look British.
Nah, I'm hitting George Hamilton Gordon, Earl of Aberdeen.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he?
He's quite dashing. He's quite young and handsome.
I'm letting fucking James Ramsay MacDonald rim me.
Which one's he?
James Ramsay MacDonald.
Have you linked him? You just keep...
Nah,
he's got a great moustache.
I'm picturing that tickle in my fucking asshole. And
nice. Very
who's
nice.
Who's the worst looking prime minister we've
okay,
ever
who's
had?
Okay, who's the ugliest
Margaret
one?
Thatcher.
Oh, she's ugly on the inside, though. I don't know if she's super ugly on the
outside. What did she look like when she was young?
There's a lot of munters down here.
Would she have got it?
Hair, though.
Young Margaret... Thatcher, would she have got it when she was young?
Okay, let's look. Let's find this.
Let's rate her.
Margaret Thatcher.
God, there's not really many young pictures of her. She's just perpetually old.
I'm not doing it. No way.
Oh, I don't think I'm hitting it.
There's like no young pictures.
Yeah,
of her.
She's just always old. I think. Oh, wait, here we go. Wait, I don't know how young. Wait, this one. Sorry, listeners, you're like, what the fuck are you looking at? We're looking at young pictures
Google
of Margaret.
Google alongside us. Imagine alongside
look
us.
Look at her.
Dude, no way.
No.
Show me.
No.
Nah, she looks like a fucking... She looks like a Nazi. She doesn't look good. It's not good. It's not a good look.
Nah, I'm not hitting that. I'm sorry. I'm just not. No. I'm sorry, Margaret. I'm not. You can't... I'm not, all right?
I reckon maybe Liz Truss. I'd do it.
You do it now?
Do you actually think you'd fuck Liz Truss?
You would actually fuck Liz Truss?
I could do it, you know, like if I had to pick a prime minister, like, you know.
Really?
Wait, really? I would 100% really? Rather... The second Viscount of Melbourne or Georgia Hamilton. George Hamilton is very attractive.
He is fit. Like, if he,
what one
oh
is
my
he?
God. He could
George
message
Hamilton
me...
Gordon.
He could message me like 2 weeks late. I would be messaging him back immediately. He would leave me on read. I wouldn't care.
He's got a fucking weird head, man.
Shut up.
He's got like a long neck.
George.
George. He's got a lovely long face.
He's like his neck joins his head. He looks like
That is how it works usually, yes.
No, I know. No, but like he looks like a fucking worm man.
Oh, do you know what? This was very misrepresentative, actually. That picture is when he's young.
Well, people do age.
He wasn't the prime minister until he was 70.
Oh, dear.
It does all go downhill a bit.
The hair that he has, listeners, when he is older, I can only describe as the parting of the Red Sea.
Jesus Christ. It's like just shave it, bro.
He's got just like two sides which are swishing down to his eyebrows, and the middle is where Moses has parted the ocean. It is quite spectacular. I think they should bring that look back. Bring it back.
All right. Should we do presidents as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who is the worst and best looking USA presidents?
All right.
You know who is fit? That Barack Canadian Obama. Man. And Barack
Justin
Barack
Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau. Yeah, you like Trudeau?
He's fit. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Let me refresh my memory.
What does he look like again? I'm sure he is a bit all right, isn't he?
I'll have a bit of him.
Let's use this image.
He's really attractive. I think he's like very good looking. I'm looking at him now. Hell yeah.
Oh, there's just something about him that's a bit too soft.
Oh, I like it. I like the angles of his nose.
What was his dad like? His dad was also the Prime Minister of Canada.
Was he fit? Oh, God, there's a picture of him with a beard. Hello.
Pierre Trudeau.
His beard is good shit, dude.
Hello, sailor.
Oh, yeah, there was his beard. Did he grow his beard during lockdown? Oof. I do remember seeing him coming outside of his house.
Look at this fucking boy.
Oh, my God. All right, listeners, I implore you.
He's a gravelly man.
To look up Justin with long hair and a little stubbly beard, fit as fuck.
That is a hot man.
Absolute. It looks like a fucking movie star.
That's a great question. Who is the hottest world leader? Maybe we should just do this as a fake question. Who's the hottest world leader that's ever existed?
Dear 0 degrees, I have a question for you. At night, I really need to look at people with power to get off and jizz my pants, but I just can't decide who's the hottest one. My question is, who is the hottest world leader? Lots of love, a bleb. All right. Wow. Thank you for the question.
Great question.
She's no longer the leader, but Jacinda Ardern.
Jacinda Ardern is. She's pretty. She's pretty nice.
The former Prime Minister of New Zealand.
Oh.
The one who fucking nailed it with COVID.
I love her because she's my people. My Kiwis. Didn't know who she was when you said her name, but yep, my people.
We literally have it. What the fuck?
Well, you know, it's a interesting fact about me that I like to bring out at every opportunity, which I don't really have any connection to whatsoever, and I've only been there once in my life many years ago.
She was only the Prime Minister of New Zealand for the last 6 years.
Well, I went there like 10 years ago, so take that, all right? Take that, Harry. I'm feeling her.
Any of the US presidents ever tickle your fancy? They're all pretty fucking hideous,
you know who,
honestly.
Actually?
Barack Obama is like the only one.
Barack
I'm
Obama. I'm feeling Barack.
JFK.
JFK is what I'm trying to say.
JFK is young not, JFK. He's not a bad looking man.
Young JFK. Let me remind myself.
He's got some funny eyes, though.
I think there's something very handsome about him.
I bet young Joe Biden was a fucking star.
Oh my God, young Joe Biden. There is a particular picture of him, which honestly,
oh my fucking
impregnates
God, dude,
you.
Fling it in him.
Oh my God,
my ass is pregnant.
Look at it. You've got a baby in your belly. Honestly, fit.
Young Joe Biden can get one, man.
Oh my God. Joe Biden in college. Oh.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Oh my God, but wait, young Bernie Sanders.
Sleepy Joe can sleepy with me.
Oh. Oh, young look at how you like that.
Young Bernie looks like an artist. He's got these big thick-rimmed glasses and curly hair.
Curly black hair. He looks a bit like Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords in that picture. I'm loving it.
I was going to say Marco Pierre White.
Either way, eyes are hot.
He looks like a chef or an artist. You know? He doesn't look like a politician.
No, he doesn't at all. But I guess that kind of fits with his whole sort of, his vibe. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Would I go with JFK? I mean, apparently.
Do you think JFK is beating out Trudeau for you?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
No way.
No,
fucking winning.
He is beautiful. I don't think anyone is
beating him. That four wire length is just fucking gorgeous.
Oh, my God. Gorgeous.
Shall I read out 9 most handsome world leaders?
All right.
Yes.
Okay, top 10 most handsome politicians in the world, 2023. Okay. Where are we? Number 9 is the president of Slovenia.
Name?
Google him up. He's all right. Borat Pahor. He's got a very nice hairpiece, but his face is a bit... he's very well put together.
Okay, all right. I can't see him, but I'm imagining him.
Next up, number 8 is Zelensky. Zelensky's not a bad-looking fella.
Actually, he's
a handsome chap.
Actually, he's a handsome chap. And maybe I think, honestly, as the war's gone on, he's gone a bit rugged. He's actually gotten more hot.
Yes.
Is that fucked up to say?
I mean,
I think that might be the most fucked up thing we've ever said on this podcast. Zelensky's gotten hotter as the war's gotten worse.
Oh, God. there's something about him. I like it.
Number 7 is Macron, and I would not rate Macron over Zelensky.
Fuck that, dude.
That guy's weird. He's got a weird shaped head. He's got a weird shaped nose. I am not a fan of Macron.
You know what? I could actually see it a bit. I think he is... No, I can see it. I'm looking at him now. He has got that like older, sexier thing. That kind of older, sexy man look, as they say. I can see it. Yeah, I can see it. I imagine if I was like in my 40s.
He looks little to me. He looks little.
Really? I'm getting tall vibes from him. Am I looking at the right person?
How tall is he?
Emmanuel.
Yeah, Emmanuel Macron.
Yeah, I can see it.
I'm looking at a list and people are saying Trudeau is number one.
Okay, well, next on my list is Vladimir Putin, Russian president of Russia.
No way.
Hold. For all of his war crimes and his cuntiness, was young... young Putin looks like a fucking Nazi.
He looks like a fucking Nazi, bro.
Putin is not... If anything, Putin weirdly has gotten better with age.
He looks like a character that betrays you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. He fucks your sister and then kills you. Like,
oh my God.
I would not trust this man with anything, and to be honest, you shouldn't.
Oh, Macron is 5'6".
Number 5 is MBS, the Crown Prince, Deputy Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salam Al Saud. And honestly, he's got a great beard. That's maybe the best beard of world leaders so far.
Okay.
MBS the Crown Prince and it'll show him up.
Okay, the Crown Prince. Well, also, sorry, I'm still on Justin right now. He's 6'1". You know,
he's 6'1" is the perfect height.
I mean, I'm not saying height is everything. Like, height is not everything, but with that beard and that hair, I'm a tall lady. He's 6'1". I can wear little heels. I can give him a little kiss. You know, very nice.
Look at that, man.
They're just posting. They're posting lovely pictures.
And I don't care.
Oh my God. He's got such a lovely chin. He's got lovely bone structure. Is he married? Probably.
Probably.
Let me find out.
He's certainly married. look at Mohammed. Mohammed.
He's handsome.
He's very handsome.
He's very handsome. He looks very friendly.
He looks like a nice man.
He's got such a cute smile. His smile that's very like, very I want to grab his cheeks.
He's nice, dude. I like him.
I don't know which ones. next up, I'm going to butcher this pronunciation, so I apologize. Jime Khesa Namgyel Wangchuck, King of Bhutan.
King of Bhutan.
And honestly, don't know the fella, but fucking he is one of the most insane hair pieces I've ever seen in my life. I can only describe it as an Elvis.
We used to play Dota in a clan called Bhutan Clan Gaming Clan. So I respect my fuck? King. I respect,
respect your king. Yeah, pay homage. His wife is also beautiful.
His wife is beautiful. He could be the king of my Bhutan.
Queen.
He is nice. He's nice. I like the hair. It's very Elvis. It's very Elvis.
It's so pristine.
It's perfect.
I mean? Dude, people have put the PM of Greece on this list. Alexis Tsipras. Tsipras. I ain't into it.
Brian, I ain't into that at all. That's car salesman vibes. That suit is bad.
You're selling me a bad car.
Yeah, I don't like... What's that, the Prime Minister of Greece?
Yeah.
Nope. There's a nope from me, Revs.
Yeah, as I know.
Okay, number three on the list, Barack Obama. I think we all agree Barack Obama is just hot.
He's a fucking stud, dude.
Yeah, man.
He's so hot.
Yeah, into him.
Do you prefer older Obama with the salt and pepper or younger Obama?
Maybe I think he's older.
He's aged in quite a distinguished way.
He's aged well.
I like older, distinguished Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although young Obama is cute. I just looked up young Obama. He's very cute.
I'd let him drone strike my ass.
Predator missile. Well, you said that Predator missile right at me, sir. Tomahawk me.
Tomahawk my ass.
Number two on my list is Trudeau. So what? Who is number
who
one?
Who the fuck is beating my boy?
What the fuck? Nobody.
Number one.
Them.
Who?
Is
who?
Imran Khan, the 22nd Prime Minister of Pakistan.
Show me this man.
Is he a stud?
What?
Is he a stud? I don't know if he's a stud.
What?
I don't think who I agree with this list at all.
What the fuck?
No disrespect, but what?
Let me read what it says. Imran Khan is a Pakistani politician and former cricketer who is the Prime Minister of Pakistan. He's the chairman of So what makes Imran Khan so attractive? For starters, he's tall and well-built with piercing hazel blue eyes and a chiseled feature. He has a regal bearing and carries himself with authority, but beyond his physical appearance, Khan exudes charisma and confidence. Not only that, but he's a powerful orator and has a passion for his country that's evident every... Who has written this list?
He wrote it.
This list has King Felipe of Spain.
Wait, this is literally written by someone called Elijah Khan. I mean, I don't want to say that there's
It's this kid or wife or whatever.
Oh, that king.
He was handsome when he was younger.
King Felipe.
Oh, he looks
He was handsome when he was younger. You're right, Lydia.
Current King of Spain, King Felipe.
He's nice.
Hello. Yeah.
I think it's really hard to beat Trudeau.
Trudeau
oh my God, no
topped.
One. No one's I, honestly, him. He's. I'm adding him to my list. I've got a list of men that I would move heaven and earth for, and he's just made the list. He's just bumped up onto the list.
I'm just going to check. Is Trudeau the hottest world leader ever? I mean, you know, because then you're going up against history.
Trudeau.
Chad, he's
not
like,
real,
he's,
is
he's
it?
Topless, he's posing, topless. He's got his nips out.
No, that is
out.
Real.
How? He's
Wait,
ripped.
I'm just going to start posting pictures of Trudeau kissing his wife to make Lydia sad.
Oh, no. Oh,
dude,
look how happy they
are. Right
now. They're cute. And they've been together for like married
this
for
is
60
just in the Yorkshire
years.
Calling server again.
Yeah, everyone can see channel. That we're posting all of this. They're already getting notification after notification. Oh, look at that man. That man. Oh.
He used to do boxing, dude.
Oh. He used to be a boxer. He could beat my box.
He could beat et cetera, et cetera. Yes.
et cetera.
Yes.
Insert pun. Insert.
He can hit my balls like a punching bag, dude.
Wowie. Crazy. Okay. I hope everyone enjoyed that.
I don't know what that was, but that
I
was
did.
A moment. That
I
was
enjoyed
a moment.
That. Yeah, I had a great time.
Wait, one last picture. Heartthrob.
He's doing a heart. He's got it. It's actually a terrible picture.
It's
of
not
him.
A great picture of him, but I still
it makes
would.
Him look so
I
bad.
I still would. Absolutely.
You know what? Treat yourself. Google a little bit of Trudeau and just.
Let's go have a little Trudeau moment.
Trudeau moment.
And
also, look up all the leaders and decide which one you want to fap to.
Yeah, have we missed any
we missed
really attractive
very,
ones?
Someone very fappable.
Yeah, any.
I'm not Googling that. Who is the most fappable leader?
I guess it's all, you know,
personal tastes
and all that. Some people are absolutely fucking jacking it to Winston Churchill. You just don't know, do you?
Oh my God, dude. Someone's fucking rubbing it out there.
Oh, listen to one of his speeches and fucking going to town. Very nice.
The smelling of cigars. Oh God, I can't imagine anything worse.
Baby.
I can imagine things better though with Trudeau.
Trudeau. Yeah. He smells like a lovely musty, like whiskey and musky aftershave.
And sawdust and because he's out.
Sawdust because he's a
chopping
man.
Wood. All right, let's do it. Let's do a question before we lose Ravs's voice. We just spent half an hour lamenting. I can't believe that was half an hour.
Jesus, yeah. I'm so sorry,
just
listeners.
First thing
can't even see what we're looking at.
Let's do at least one question.
All right,
let's get one in. Does anyone
got
one?
But to be fair, we did make that into a question.
No, we did make
that
question.
A question.
Just send that as well.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Just send that. Hey, 0 degrees. Some friends and I have been locked in a heated debate for months now. This all started when one friend was talking about how one should eat a burger and fries. First, the entire burger, then the entire fries. Any order is fine, i.e. sometimes fries before burger, but the key is that once he eats from the other item, he will not go back to eat from the first item under any circumstances.
That's weird.
I thought this was insane and borderline psychopathic. Saying that, I put zero thought into how I eat those items and would readily skip between the two. Upon bringing this to the attention of the friend group, multiple people have, to my horror, agreed with my friend. And multiple people have agreed with me. Battle lines are now drawn, and we need an outside opinion. How do you eat a meal with multiple parts? Given that we're American, one of us suggested we translate and instead pose the question, how would you eat a Sunday roast? Is the principle still the same? Big fan of the podcast. I've had it on nonstop at work. Keep it up.
Ooh. Okay. Right.
So burger and fries is a like two items, okay? So that's
two
very easy
meal.
For me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I am fries first, then burger. Every single time.
Disagree.
Yeah, I mean, even if I was to be an item segregator, this is segregating food, by the way. This is a hate crime. Mm. Even if I was, I would say that's the wrong order. 100%. You do burger first. You don't want the burger to get cold, but cold burgers when it's all there.
I'm talking like McDonald's though, you know, because you can shovel like 55 fries in your mouth at once, you know. Whereas if I'm at a restaurant, I'm burger first, like literally.
Yeah, I still think I'm a little bit of this, little bit of that. Like that's the joy of eating, right? You get to enjoy everything. You get to like it's all nice together. I don't know, Liz, what do you think?
I'm picturing different scenarios. So I feel like if you're at the restaurant and the meal arrives, I'm more likely to pick at the chips first because they're just there and you can grab one and eat it before I get like fully on it into the meal. And I definitely would go between
at a restaurant,
mix and match. However, sometimes it depends how full I am. So let's say I've had a starter and I'm actually quite full. I know I'm not going to be able to eat everything. I would prioritize eating the burger because to me, that's the best bit.
Yep.
So I don't want to fill up on all of the chips and then not have space for the burger. So I would eat the burger first and then have leftover chips. Saying that, if I'm having a takeaway burger and chips, let's say I'm fucking raging hangover, right? And I'm getting a Mackey's and I'm getting all the trimmings
Mackey's
and stuff.
Yep.
I feel like a burger heats up better than chips. So I would be more inclined to get the chips eaten first because the chips, when they go cold, they go dry and gross. Whereas I feel like a zap in the microwave for a burger can pretty much bring it back to life.
I've never done that. It's too sad. I often don't do it.
Actually saying that, I feel like a cold Mackey's burger, let's say you fall asleep, you're really hungry, you fall asleep, you wake up, eating that burger is better than eating those cold chips, which has lost all life.
But honestly, the chips from Mackey's are just basically sticks of salt. Like that's basically their one job in life.
That's why you need to eat them hot, because they just go like stale and soggy and gross.
Yeah, Mackey's, I'm throwing like 55 of those fries in my mouth at one time and then I get to the burger.
Yeah, I would say that as well. I feel like it all depends on how full up I am and whether I'm having a nap and in what scenario I'm eating it. But I would always prioritize the burger in terms of if I'm only eating it at the restaurant. But if I'm at home and I know I'm going to come back to it later, I'll prioritize the chips.
All right, what about chicken selects? Because they're also elite. I mix. If it's chicken selects, I'm like, have some fries, have a chicky. have some fries, have some chicken.
I would definitely have some selects during, but they're definitely something I can eat later on. Like some cold chicken selects are still banging. Yeah. I don't feel like they're going to lose anything. Like one, oh my God, shout out to Burger King, who is not sponsoring me, although I wish they would. They do these like Dorito chicken stick things and they are good. Banging. They are so
they're really
good.
I've seen
those. Really
I haven't never tried them.
Genuinely so good.
I don't feel like, just, I want to inject in the question. I don't feel like this is transferable to a Sunday roast at all.
So yeah, a Sunday roast, there's too many...
If I saw somebody, there's like usually like 7 or 8 elements to a Sunday roast. You know, you have like some veg, you maybe have like some roasted carrots, some roasted potatoes, maybe some roasted parsnip, maybe a Yorkshire pudding, some meat, do you know what I mean? Like some gravy, some, just so many different bits. I feel like, and also the Sunday roast is best when you are like, oh, I have a bit of potato and a bit of meat. Oh, I have a bit of Yorkshire pudding and a bit of meat. And I have a bit of carrot and a bit of Yorkshire pudding. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's putting together the various little combinations that makes it really fun to eat and tasty. The idea, if I watch someone just eat the entirety of their meat, not touch anything else, and then eat all of their potatoes, and then eat, do you know what I mean? I would just be like, you're a fucking psychopath. What are you, you've done it wrong.
The meat is definitely the best part for me. But like,
I don't know. Yorkshire puddings
are fucking
Yorkshire puddings
great.
And roast potatoes.
But I'm always eating the beef like with a bit of Yorkshire pudding or a bit of something else. You know, like I'm mixing everything together.
You've got to mix it up.
Yeah, you'd never eat them on their own.
Yeah,
I feel like, although sometimes I do, because sometimes actually I feel like I just want to taste the Yorkshire pudding or I just want to taste the roast potato because it's so good, especially if it's like soaked in gravy.
But that's not you eating the entire item on its own. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, got you.
Like you wouldn't like military.
No.
I'm going to finish the entire Yorkshire pudding.
Without having any mix of other flavors. Because I feel like Yorkshire pudding, if you have it with too many other flavors, you lose it. It's quite like a sort of mild flavor. Yeah, so you want to have it on its, like sometimes you want to have it on its own so you can retaste it, the batter. But I feel like Sunday roast is definitely one of those meals where, let's say you get served, because usually they're like massive, right? You have a huge plate of food. I definitely eat that. I'll go into that normally, but the second I start to fill up, that's when I'll definitely start working on all the good stuff because I don't want to get too full up and not have room for like the meat, the Yorkshire puddings and the roast potatoes. Yeah. That's when like the other stuff will fall to the side a bit and I will like aim for those because there's nothing worse then going from worst to best and then filling up before you get to the best and just being like,
shit. That's the trick to finishing. Like, if I've gone to a place and they do like just kind of sad boiled, you know, broccoli or whatever with it, I'm like, fucking woof that down, get that done.
Yeah,
just forget
get some
about
vitamins.
It. Just fucking get the shit that I probably need to eat done and then just whatever, eat the rest normally. Like that's
I always think that with the vegetables. I'm like, I know my body needs this, so I'm just gonna like make myself eat it first, and then I get the treats.
Which I think is a good tactic.
Yeah.
Like, if it hasn't been done in like an especially nice way,
just like boiled
veg,
not
adding anything, then just like fuck it, get it done, and then onto the good stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly. Oh my God.
I feel like there is an argument for like a messy burger. If they've got a burger that's proper falling apart or is really messy,
oh my God,
then I am way less inclined to put it down and start eating some fries. And I'm way more inclined to just
get mad at the burger.
You just want to get it
I'm
done.
I'm just like, just, it's dripping out my hands or it's falling out my back. Like, also, this is
a callback to early 0 degrees, but like fucking burger should be wide, not tall.
Yes. I will stand by this statement forever.
Yes.
Vertical food is bad. Horizontal food is great.
Exactly. Make bigger, longer the burgies, not big in that height.
Yeah,
long and flat.
I'm not against fucking using a knife and fork. If I've got a really wide burger, I'm not against using a knife and fork for it. I think that's perfect.
Burger King used to do long burgies. They used to have like the almost in like a little mini baguette type fucking. I can't remember the. I think they were called like Little Kings or some shit like that. They would be slapped.
Burger King is the worst naming scheme.
It's
a little king.
It's my little king.
This is a big king. Like, how the fuck does anyone remember this Burger King?
I had a double Big Mac the other day. It's almost like science has gone too far. It's so much meat and so much bread. It is like, it's good. It's just a Big Mac, but a shit ton of it. But it's like, it's just so much. They're huge.
Have you guys had Taco Bell yet? Because that's
what not yet.
I've had it about 3 times in Bristol so far.
Did you get the naked chicken taco?
Oh, why is it naked?
No.
The taco shell is chicken.
Oh.
That's kind of interesting.
Interesting.
It kind of slaps.
So the first 2 times I had it, I thought it was terrible. terrible Taco Bell. Like, I was not impressed at all.
So you went back for a third time just in case.
But then I was like, fuck it. I'm going to give the chef at Taco Bell one last chance to impress me. And I ordered it, I think, on the weekend. And it wasn't actually that bad. It was closer to what I feel like I remembered having in America.
Yeah. It kind of sucks, but I kind of rate it. Like, you know, if I'm hungover or drunk, like, Taco Bell be hit.
I just think there's better, actually better, like, places to go and get a tortilla or a taco. Like, tortilla, absolutely, I think, is just better. Like, there's a lot of other, I mean, we don't have a massive selection of, like, Mexican inspired food.
They do crunchy tacos, though, and I like crunchy tacos. Ooh. Everywhere else in Bristol, there's soft tacos, and I'm like, ugh.
Oh, I can see your naked chicken taco. That's not a euphemism. On the website. And it looks good. It reminds me of, was it a Double Down from KFC?
Yeah, the Double Down. It's honestly really good.
It looks good.
The Double Down is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
No, I loved the Double Down. Bring it back, KFC, you cowards. I loved it.
The Double Down is a definition of a burger that falls apart and you have to eat it.
Oh yeah, messy as fuck. Like, you, once you commit, you're there. You can't stop to eat some chips.
I did have a Double Down and it was kind of good, but like, I hated what I was doing, you know?
I loved it.
I was like, this is grim.
It's so good. There's so much fucking fried chicken and cheese. It's so good. But yeah, that is a good point, Harry. I do agree. I didn't consider messy burgers. Like, if it's messy and it's falling apart, you're committed. You can't go to the chips because then you've got to stop and then wipe your hands and clean it all up and you put it back down and it's all falling apart and you've got to pick it back up again.
Here's a controversial one. How do you guys feel about brioche buns? Because for a burger, I'm hating it. It's too sweet.
Love them. Love them.
Give me like a toasted sesame bun any day over a fucking.
Nah,
brioche bun's way, way superior.
Dude, it's sweet, dude. I don't like it.
No, you do get some brioche buns that are way too sweet. I do agree with that. Yeah. But no, on average, brioche bun is way, way better.
Oh my God. Like, yeah, when you go to, like, is it Sainsbury's and you get their like finest and they're sort of toasted brown brioche buns and they're like shiny and glazed and you have them with burger and cheese. Oh, it's so good. The little hint of sweetness.
I literally made some of those the other day with like red caramelized onion burgers.
Ooh. I mean, that sounds
like
good.
Just so lovely and sweet and like summery and not heavy.
But I'm just like, good. I just don't want a sweet bread with my burgie. A burgie's like a savory thing.
I usually am with you. I'm very much a savory person. As long as the brioche isn't too sweet, I think it gets away with it.
Yeah, sometimes you do bite into it and it's just like, this is so sugary.
Yeah, it's too much. It has to be like a hint of sweet, not like a pudding.
Mm.
So where are we lining up on the battle lines then? Are we mix your food, mix your items together or orderly?
If it's Maggie's, fries then food. But if it's like restaurant, I'm main thing then fries.
I would say it depends on hunger and where I'm eating, but I'm more of a mixer. I will mix indiscriminately.
Yeah, I think I'm a mixer.
Between the two.
Mix it restaurants.
No segregation in my food.
Yeah, mix it restaurants, and for Mackey's, it's fries, then burger.
Wonderful.
Nice.
All right, well, good luck. That's our votes in. Interested to hear what people think. I feel like this is a controversial one. I feel like people were very, very picky how they eat.
I can't wait for the response to this, actually.
Yeah. All right, I think that's a good place to wrap it. We've talked a lot about presidents in this episode.
Oh my God, how did that?
I'm just conscious of saving Ramsay's voice. Yeah. So we can still record,
because we're about to go record a fucking burgie and look at pictures of Trudeau.
Nice.
Well, you're not, because we're about to go record Am I the Asshole?
That's
for the
true.
Patreon. So hop on over there. Lots of new patrons at the moment, actually. Lots of people enjoying the Am I the Assholes. So if you want to come listen, it's patreon.com/0degrees.
Hell yeah.
You get some bonus little bits. You don't have to,
nice
though.
Comments as well. People have been commenting on the Am I the Assholes. Nice. I still
thank
get
you
notifications.
So much, everyone.
So do I. I get notifications on my email now as well.
Yep, very cool.
So yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for joining the Patreon. Don't have to. And obviously, we don't answer any of the questions that you submit in on the Patreon. So there's nothing being robbed from you. It's only extra.
It's a little extra on top.
A little extra. But yeah, hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'll see you all next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.